For most of us, D-Day is something out of a history book, but it's a memory for Art Peterson. The now 93-year-old Santa Barbara man was a paratrooper in the Army's 101st Airborne Division during World War II. It was his first time in combat, and says the plane flight from England into Nazi-controlled France for the invasion was pretty frightening.
My best friend, they joined the paratroopers with me, Jose Moya. His whole plane got shot down, and I saw it going down.
But he says once he parachuted out of the plane, his role in the Normandy invasion was a piece of cake. Peterson fought in some of the biggest battles in the European War, even though he had a hard time getting into the military. He was just 17 years old and finishing up high school when the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor plunged the U.S. into World War II.
I tried to join the Marines. That's my choice. They wouldn't take me. I tried the Navy. They wouldn't take me. I tried the Army. They wouldn't take me. I was not an American citizen. I was born in Mexico City, and they brought me to the United States, to San Antonio, Texas, when I was 1 year old. I tried to volunteer, but then I had to register for the draft, and I was drafted. I just turned 18.
Peterson was sent to basic training at Camp Roberts, which is on the San Luis Obispo, Monterey County line. While there, he heard they were recruiting for paratroopers, so he volunteered and was sent to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. His unit, Fox Company, arrived in England in late 1943 for final training for the invasion. Peterson says it was while he was in England. He had some of the toughest duty of the war, helping to recover the bodies of British civilians killed in the Germans' incessant bombing of London. He still gets choked up, saying because it was civilians, it was worse than anything he ever experienced in combat.
On Sundays, instead of going to church, they used to take us in trucks to London to dig dead bodies that the Germans had bombed London. And that was worse than the fighting. That was worse. You see a little tiny baby, a young girl, all in pieces. It still hurts. It still hurts.
He came through D-Day without a scratch, but wasn't so lucky 3 months later as the 101st Airborne pushed into German-occupied Holland.
In Holland, I got wounded inside the plane, and they told me to stay in the plane and return to England with the plane. Everybody got out, and I stayed behind. About 5 minutes later or so, they said, let's get the hell out of here. The plane's going down. The co-pilot and the pilot, they all got out. But the plane crashed. The first person I see was my sergeant. He said, what the hell are you doing here? Did I tell you to stay in the plane and go to back to England? I said, yeah, if I was staying in the plane, I'd be right over there. And I pointed where the plane crashed. He said, oh. And they put me in another plane and they flew me back to Plymouth, England. I spent 3 months in the hospital.
Then he found himself in the middle of a third major battle. Peterson's unit was one of those sent to help U.S. forces in the Belgian town of Bastogne, which had been surrounded by German troops during their last great military offensive of the war, a surprise attack known as the Battle of the Bulge.
The Battle of the Bulge, that was the worst. We didn't have no winter clothes. I was a machine gunner. When I told me to set it up to use it, the gun didn't have a fire pin.
He was wounded during the Battle of the Bulge, again hit in the leg. But he has good memories of his role in the fight, making lifelong friends in the Belgian community. He has a lasting reminder in Bastogne in his name.
I made friends from people from Bastogne. They write every Christmas, my birthday, everything they remember. And I have a tree planted there in Bastogne with my name, with my plaque, on my honor.
As Peterson takes part in a D-Day remembrance luncheon in Santa Barbara sponsored by the Pierre Clayton's Veterans Foundation, he notes that H has caught up with the Survivors Club and there aren't many left.
Everyone is gone. I'm the only one left as far as I go. Or my squad, I'm the only one left.
Peterson says despite being wounded twice, he feels lucky to have survived and is proud that he served. He returned to Santa Barbara after the war, where he opened a successful janitorial and housekeeping business. He married and had two boys and two girls. He says life has been good.
I can't complain. I give thanks every day. When I wake up, I say, thanks for giving me another day.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.